Moncrief on News Talk.
For all the videos you hear about that have received a gazillion views on YouTube, there are many more that receive just a handful or even none at all. Apparently, the average number of views on YouTube as a whole is 41. Ryan McGreedy is a researcher at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. Ryan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean. Glad to be here.
Is it known what is the total figure for how many videos are on YouTube?
You know, for a long time, that figure was not known. And that's part of why we embarked on this research project. As of last June, which is our last estimate, it was 15 billion. But yesterday, YouTube, for the first time, actually announced a figure for they're celebrating their 20th anniversary. And they said more than 20 billion uploads, which is almost exactly in line with what our estimate would be now. So I was very happy to get that validation yesterday.
Right. That's an extraordinary figure. But even to study, to come up with that figure of 41 views as the average, I assume you had to come up with some sort of program to kind of trawl through all these videos, or at least a percentage of them.
Yeah. So, YouTube has for a long time, like I said, not released these sort of figures. So the way that researchers would typically try to figure out facts about a large population of people or videos or anything is you come up with a random sample. And so we figured out a way to look at that URL that's up at the top of your browsers. When you go to a YouTube video, there's a little code at the end of it, and that's the ID for a YouTube video. And we came up with a way to look for random IDs. And it took us months of computing work, but we eventually found a random sample that lets us say things about YouTube as a whole. But yeah, it took a lot of work.
Yeah. And is it possible to break down kind of roughly in percentage terms what people use YouTube for? Because we tend to think of, Mr. Beast and the people who have millions of views. But I assume there's a whole beneath that, there's a range of people who are using it for quite ordinary humdrum purposes.
That's absolutely the case. So when we tend to think of YouTube, we tend to think about it from like the viewer's perspective. So what are the things that get the most views on YouTube? And then we generalize and assume that if a video only has 10 views, well, maybe they're trying to be one of these big creators and failing. But when you actually look at those 10 view videos, some of them are trying to go viral and participate in this creator economy on YouTube, but many of them are just uploading a classified ad, trying to sell a car. Some of them are uploading family birthdays or sending a message to a friend. There are really more videos out there of just mundane content than content that seems to be meant to go viral.
So if somebody has a YouTube video up there and they have 5 views, that's probably what they intended.
It might be. Yeah. I mean, so people use YouTube because it's just kind of like the default video hosting platform. Maybe you're trying to build an audience, or maybe you're trying to, you had this meeting at work and there was somebody who couldn't be there. And so you upload it to YouTube as a way for that person to see the video. And if that video gets 1 million views, probably something terrible happened during that meeting that wasn't supposed to happen.
In which case, you probably shouldn't have put it up on YouTube in the first place. So, and is gaming a big factor in YouTube videos?
So gaming is huge. One of the things that we've been looking at since we started this research is trying to challenge the idea that YouTube that I experience, even if I'm looking at low view count videos, is generalizable to the rest of the world. So in the English-speaking world, it might be easiest to look at YouTube and see the videos that we watch and assume that people who speak Hindi or Russian or Spanish are similar, just in a different language. Mm. And it seems to be not the case at all. So gaming content is really big in the United States or among English speakers. It's really big around Russian speakers. It's not big at all among Hindi speakers. It's sort of, mid-range or among Spanish speakers. So people are using it in different cultures for different purposes, too. But gaming overall, of our sample that we actually looked at a selection of videos, we actually watched them, something like, I think it was like 25 or 30% of videos we watched had video games in it.
Yeah. So the recommendation algorithm, might that kind of vary in different parts of the world because it has learned what people's preferences are in different parts of the world?
Yeah, the recommendation algorithm, which drives about 3/4 of the traffic on YouTube, it's kind of hard to imagine just how effective those algorithms are, but it drives a lot of traffic and it's kind of a black box. It's hard to see how it works. And so it's hard to run tests to see how it might recommend different things to different people, at least at a scale that would be worth doing. And because it's a black box, because we don't have good access to audit those algorithms, YouTube can simply change something. And then any research that's done on how the algorithm works could just be null and void the next day and we wouldn't even know it. So it's sort of a challenging thing to study. We've tried not to for that reason. But there are a lot of people doing the Lord's work of trying to fight that uphill battle.
Wow. And how many videos then are up there, do you reckon, that have zero views?
So when we looked last, it was about 4% of videos. So, 4%, 20 billion is what, 800,000? 800 million. Quite a lot. Zero views. You'd think that if somebody uploaded a video, that person would at least watch their own video, but they have zero views. And our hunch for why that may be is that there are a bunch of third-party mobile apps that make it really easy to upload low-effort videos to YouTube. Like just take a selfie, not even a selfie video, a selfie photo, and just put a little animation on it or put some music behind it and upload it and just do that over and over again. And there's a lot of that kind of content that is, it's frankly, when watching these videos, it kind of melts your brain a little bit to just see video after video of just still photos on YouTube.
Yeah. Though I haven't said all that and people might be thinking, oh, zero views, but loser. If you have more than 100 views on your, that puts you in roughly in the top third. Is that right?
Yep, that is right. Yep. So that figure 41 or 42 views is the median. So it means about half of the videos have less than that and half have more of it. And if you look at the real upper end, when I watch YouTube videos just on my free time, it's really rare that I find that I'm watching a video with less than 10,000 views, but only about 3.5% or 4% of YouTube has 10,000 views, and they concentrate about 96% or 94% of those views. So again, so about 3 or 4% of videos account for about 94% of all the attention on YouTube.
Yeah. So if you're friend the listeners, if they're posting a video, don't feel bad. If you get to 100, that's an achievement. Ryan, thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Ryan McGrady there, a senior researcher at the University of Massachusetts in Amherst.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.